Today is Tuesday, August 31st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Only 3 more days to go until the weekend. My parents came up to me. We watch each other's dogs, and their dog is old and decrepit. And I've talked about, for Daniel, I will say Shane. Shane is, but for those of you who are new to the show, Shane is my parents' dog. Sydney is my dog. I mean, our dog, Mark's dog and my dog. And Shane is old and he can't see. I'm sorry, he can see. He can't hear. I don't know. I'm so confused. He can't hear. He has trouble getting up and down. He can't really jump, you know, on, which is good because he can't jump onto furniture. He's old. We don't know how old he is because he was a rescue. And so we don't know if he's 11 or if he's 17. Like, they have no idea. But it's getting more and more difficult to keep him for my parents because there's 5 different medicines that, you know, that he's having to take. And my mom now has decided that she is a vet and she has started mixing up her own concoctions. And she also has decided, you know, even though she's a staunch Republican and watches Fox News 24 hours a day, it seems, which is very disappointing to me, she has decided that CBD is Jesus's cure for everything. She didn't say that, but I mean, she rubs that CBD lotion all over her body, any ache or pain or upset stomach. Well, she's decided that the dog, that's a good thing for the dog as well. So it's just getting more and more difficult because she'll have a notebook with, okay, what you need to do is take NyQuil, a tablespoon of NyQuil, and you need to mix it with a tablespoon of CBD oil. And then you need to put that in a dropper and you need to squirt 3 drops onto the back of his tongue. And you need to do this 3 times a day after there'll be all these instructions. Anyway, regardless, mom said, hey, we're going out of town this next weekend for, is it Labor Day? I don't even know. I think it's Labor Day. Anyway, she's like, we're going out of town this weekend. Would you mind to keep Shane? And so I'm like, ugh. But, you know, when we go out of town, when we go on trips, we would like for them to keep Sydney. So, we love Shane. I mean, he's part of the family, but it is a pain in the butt. And so we're going to, anyway, short story here, too late. We're going to be keeping Shane this weekend because we didn't make any plans to go anywhere. And we have a housewarming party coming up on the 11th. And so I assume that we're going to be, you know, doing final touches to the house, going and we've got a spare room that has nothing in it. And so Mark said, hey, we need to set that up. We need to buy some blow up chairs and stuff and set that up for the children so we can get the children out of the way during the party. And we'll set up a TV in there. And I don't want them coming up here to this, even though this room, the studio would be perfect for the kids because we have this big 85-inch television. We have the popcorn maker. We have a little mini fridge. I have my Switch connected to the television. They could play Nintendo games, like all of that. But the problem is my audio and video equipment is expensive equipment. And I know children are going to be drawn like moths to a flame for all this, you know, the mixer and the microphone and the various computer monitors I've got and the video camera, you know, the camera and the switcher and like all of this stuff back here. I know the children would be drawn to this. So I'm like, there is no way that they can come in the studio. So we're going to have to set up that empty room so that they have somewhere to go and they're not in everybody's hair. So I assume we're going to be doing some of that this weekend. We just don't have time to go out of town. So we're going to do that. We're going to keep Shane. And, you know, it is what it is. So let's go ahead and listen. We have a voicemail that I would like to play. And so let's go ahead and listen to that. I'm not prepared. I changed the computer setup and it's on the wrong monitor. I had to turn around. So now I'm typing and pardon me for one moment while I pull up this voicemail. I think I already downloaded it, but I'm just going to download it again. Here we go.
Adam, it's Scotty, your Aussie battler.
Hey, Scotty.
And I'm ringing with a serious phone call just for a change.
Okay.
Get the damn hair plugs. Oh my gosh. Oh, we didn't even realize that was an option. You've been getting this, glue-on hair system? I don't think you've ever said it was a glue-on thing before.
Well, what do you think they did?
Look, we release you, everyone in the Pride 48.
What did you think they did? Did you think they staple it on my head? Like, what did you think that they did? I'm going to let you continue and then I'll comment on that. But I'm just like, how else would you put on a hair system? Like, how there are clips, but if I was using clips, would I have to go drive 5 hours one way? Like, that would make no sense. Anyway, I just want to know, like, what you thought I was doing.
Community, we release you. Get the proper microscopic hair plugs that are like follicle by follicle. It doesn't matter what the cost is. You're earning a good salary, for Pete's sake. You're on like 100 to 200,000 a year. Your bonus is like 20 grand. And you're right. Think of all the money you're wasting driving 5 hours to get a haircut all the time and then back again. And then the price of them doing whatever it is they do when you're there, like for the rest of your life. It's just cray cray. We release you. Spend the money. Get the new fancy modern day things and it's gonna look amazing. And listen, yes, it might take 9 months, but you wear a stupid cap on the top of your head backwards all the time anyway, don't you? Yeah, we've
all
seen
that. That's
true. We don't release you to keep doing that. I think you're over the age of 25 now.
What's the age?
Oh. But keep wearing that backwards cap while you get the new system all set up and you've got a glorious head of hair. Do it. Stop talking about it. Get out there. Make the appointment. Let us know. Okay. Love you. With or without hair.
Oh, thank you, Scott. That was so nice. Love you too. So much to unpack there. So much to unpack there. But first of all, I didn't realize there was an age at which you're not allowed to wear baseball caps anymore. So I'm at nothing against you, Scotty, but I am going to disagree with that. So I do not buy this bullshit where when you get to be a certain age, you have to stop. You have to wear certain clothing. You know, I mean, why do you have to go to wearing, you know, what is it like elastic waisted pants, pulling them up to your nipples? No athletic wear, no, you know, what is this? What, you know, I get behind me, Satan, to quote a religious term. You can wear what people can wear whatever they want at whatever age they are. There is, I refute it. There is no age. Wear whatever the hell you want. I am going to wear whatever the hell I want for my entire life. Look, I have worn a baseball cap my entire life. It has nothing to do with the amount of hair I have on my head. It has nothing to do with, you know, a lot of times I don't want to fix my hair because it's just a pain in the ass. And not even the hair system, just even when I didn't have a hair system, it's just like, I have to blow dry it and I have to put in hair gel or pomade or whatever the, and I know people are like, but why do you spend so much on your hair if you're wearing a baseball cap? But anyway, it doesn't matter because there are times when it's not appropriate to wear a baseball cap. Church, weddings, fancy restaurants, you know, things of that nature, work. Oh, I said work already. I'm repeating myself. But anyway, I don't subscribe to this. You have to stop wearing certain articles of clothing when you're a certain age. Like, I don't subscribe to that. Wear whatever you want. If you're an 80-year-old woman and you want to wear a bikini bathing suit, do it. You know? I hate that. Just like I hate the fact that men are stigmatized if they wear hair systems or toupees or whatever you want to call it, and women, it's perfectly fine for them to wear wigs or hair extensions or whatever they want to wear. I think that people of any age should be able to wear whatever they want to wear. Thank you. Okay, so, but other than that, you're so sweet, Scotty. Thank you for releasing me. Yeah, it's not really about... I'm really giving it serious thought. I will say that. But it's not really about what other people... Okay, the year, the 9 months to a year that I would have to spend with, you know, weird possible scabs and, you know, no hair, because they have to shave your head down to do the surgery. So then you're like, you know, no hair. And people who don't know I wear a hair system, they'd be like, what happened? What did you do? You know, there is. And I can wear a baseball cap most of the time, but not all the time. I can't wear a baseball cap to church. I don't wear it to work. So I don't know, but we are working from home now. So, I mean, I could just refuse to do video on Zoom for 9 months, I guess. And the other thing is, it is a surgery of sorts, and I am afraid of surgeries and needles and things of that nature. So there are a lot of considerations here, but I am really seriously, the first step would be to schedule a consultation and just see what they think, you know, what they would offer me, what the process would be like. And I've never done that, but it literally, the building I go to get my hair cut, the surgery center is just downstairs. It's in the same building. So, and my hairstylist keeps recommending it. She says, oh, I think you would be a perfect candidate. So I'll keep you guys in the loop. I really am considering, at the very least, scheduling a consultation and just seeing like what my options are and all of that. So we'll see. All right. Thanks for the call. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.